And now this is a dictation for Nancy Barrows, B-A-R-R-O-W-S, February 2344, addresses a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Nancy, who has recent acute on chronic renal failure from ANCA positive vasculitis, for what patient received treatment with rituximab and steroids, completed about 6 months ago. We changed the in-person visit to telemedicine because of coronavirus a few days ago. Her symptoms are more upper respiratory infection, denied respiratory distress, no vomiting, diarrhea, initial body pain but has resolved, other review system is negative, minimal edema, no chest pain palpitations, has poor energy and fatigue, exacerbated by recent coronavirus. Next paragraph. Blood pressure medications including Norvasc. He is on no immunosuppressive treatment. We stopped prior antibiotic prophylaxis and Prilosec in the past. Blood pressure at home 125/64. She's alert, oriented, sign 3, able to speak in full sentences, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine has improved from a peak of 2.3 to presently 1.4, for a GFR of 36, stage 3B, with normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus, malanemia 10.6, normal absolute lymphocytes, and normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ANCA positive glomerulonephritis with Crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T, acute on chronic renal failure. The status post Rituxan and 3 months of steroids. Everything completed around June 1st. Off Bactrin. Chemistry on a regular basis. No evidence of progression. She has prior bariatric surgery, ruin wide. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled on a low dose of Norvasc. Recent fall fracture and surgery, anemia recovered, has not required EPO treatment. Recent coronavirus without respiratory failure. Chemistry every 3 months. Next blood test update, ANCA level and anti-myeloperoxidase. Come back on the next 4 months or so.